Hare Krishna 101. Remember to say thank you. And we can talk there about if you're in a leadership position and there are people serving you, especially for free, in a non-profit ideal group, especially then, that work, whatever it is very valuable, very high quality, very respectable. And if you're a leader who receives that or manages all that, the first thing to remember is saying thank you. And this I learned when I learned fundraising from the big fundraising gurus for the big nonprofits in the world. Repeated. Remember to say thank you when you get a donation or someone is working, doing voluntary service, which is the same thing, they're donating their energy and time. And then, now I'm saying also, we spoke about listening to the super soul, that when you are there and you get some inspiration, some good idea, especially when you get it after just leaning back or taking a break from your busy life and being there with Krishna, being there with God, the altar or meditation, whatever. If you then get some good idea, then remember to say thank you to Super Soul, to God. Or devotees, people in that may have helped you to get that good idea. And then, of course, those who may help you to realize it. And yeah, I say this is very important, not just a fine moral thing, but it's as if when you do it, when you remember that thank you, then others will come and you will get more help and things will flourish. Once I read a book by a woman who was member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and her father is pretty highly up there in the PR world or something, knowledgeable person, intelligent person. He visited the temple, visited her, and since he was an important person, he got to talk to the big, big, big guru. Then, at that time, we're talking 80s here, I think, he was one of the absolutely biggest ones. So he was sitting there on his chair, or Vyasa-san, whatever, and as they were talking, the man, the daughter, and that guru, a child came in the room with a flower in hand and offered that flower to the feet of the guru. And bowed down, and the mother behind there, of course, pulled the kid back out again. And then later, the only comment that father gave to his daughter was, that man didn't say thank you. and that child off with a flower. And to me, that says a lot.